Have you got an old car gathering dust in your driveway? Want to make a difference? With America Can Cars for Kids, your unused vehicle, running or not, can help change a kid's life. Your donation directly supports kids, giving kids in need a chance at a better future. You'll receive a $50 gift card as a thank you. Give the gift of hope. Head over to carsforkids.org. Remember, it's cars with a C, and donate today. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.
Got an old car you don't use anymore? Donate it to Cars for Kids. They auction off donated vehicles in any condition and use 100% of the proceeds to help kids in need graduate. Cars for Kids is the only charity-owned and operated car donation program where 100% of the net proceeds go directly to support kids. Donate today and you'll receive a $50 gift card at carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
You're not going to believe this, but there are a bunch of left-wingers out there on X who are bitching, moaning, and complaining about MSNBC and NBC. They are threatening, folks, a boycott. I kid you not. The left wing is upset. I didn't know what this was about, to be honest with you. I had to do some digging, but I'm going to read some of the comments. And in the course of reading some of these comments, you're going to know why they're so ticked off. And you're going to understand when you hear their rationale. Of course, these are left-wing crazy people. I mean, you can't reason with these people. There is no rhyme or reason to what they do. I mean, they vote socialist, for crying out loud. But you're going to hear them, why they're so upset and why they're boycotting one of the most cancerous left-wing anti-American kook media companies in this country. It's because they're not getting 100% their way, they believe, but they're wrong. Again, crazy people. Quote, I'm done with at MSNBC. I'll tune in only for Nicole, Rachel, and Lawrence. So, yeah, I'm done with them, except all these left-wing nut jobs. I'll continue to tune in there. I'm officially done, writes another person. I'm officially done with at MSNBC. Unless it's Rachel, Nicole, or Lawrence. These dumbasses can't even do boycotts correctly, right? Here's one. Now, look, cautionary tale, folks. This is naughty language, of course, is what these people are about. At MSNBC and at NBC News need a good boycott. F them. They literally hired someone who tried to overthrow and kill democracy. We don't have a democracy in the United States, but don't let the facts get in the way, right? To kill democracy. This can't stand, and I am no longer watching. And then he includes Lawrence and Maddow and all the rest of these nut jobs. Another person writes, fully agree. I will no longer be watching at NBC News nor MSNBC. Hashtag boycott NBC air quotes news. It just goes on and on. Then they start complaining to all the left-wingers on this channel. At Palmer Report, at NBC News, at MSNBC, at Maddow, the hiring of Ronna McDaniel has clinched it for me. No longer watching MSNBC or NBC News. On the upside, now that I'm no longer watching MSNBC due to this hiring, I have a lot more time to read my news from other trustworthy sources. Uh-huh. What, like Pravda? Like the Communist Chinese News Network? Is that what your trusted sources are? Good grief. So you guys heard right. They're upset because MSNBC hired Ronna McDaniel. Now, you conservatives out there are going, what? I mean, We, when she was ousted out of the RNC, it was a party among conservatives. Why? Because Ronna McDaniel took the RNC. It's now cash strapped. It's almost broke. Trump had to fly somebody else in, Laura Trump and Michael Whatley, to take over to try to salvage the 2024 election. Ronna McDaniel conducted an entire primary season on Never Trump networks. And that was her idea of fairness. She had MSNBC and NBC in her back pocket conducting debates for the Republican Party. She single-handedly made sure that conservative priorities and discussions didn't happen. And she made sure that NBC, air quotes, news got a debate and Newsmax didn't, right? That the second most watched right-leaning network on cable television didn't get a debate. So these left-wingers, they're upset about Ronna McDaniel being hired, but they should be genuflecting and kissing her ass. She did more. She did more to undermine the Republicans' ability to mount a defense against Democrats than, frankly, I think anybody outside of current government. I mean, let's just leave out Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. We all know what they're doing to undermine conservatism. But these left-wingers don't even know who their friends are. All they see is the word Republican and they lose their blank minds. It's just, it's funny in some way. It's, you know, sometimes folks, it's really hard to have to admit I got to share a country with these people, a country these people are trying to destroy at every turn, destroy our freedoms, destroy our rights, destroy our prosperity, destroy our security. I mean, good grief. But anyway, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this because frankly, I'm looking at these tweets. I didn't know who it was to begin with. I literally tweeted back at some of them. I said, wait a minute, did MSNBC hire somebody who's pro-American? Maybe I'll have to start watching. No, they hired Ronna McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece, a moderate GOP squish who just likes to check boxes and look at the world through the Democrats' eyeballs. And frankly, folks, that's a pretty sick and twisted world if you ask me. All right, we have the show behind the show with our buddy Sean Chastain coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT and patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Time for the show behind the show. Sean Chastain joining us on, well, it's Palm Sunday, folks, and the beginning of Holy Week when we record this. Hey, man.
Hey, your church service went a little long, huh? What did you do? Go back for seconds and communion?
No, I did not go back for seconds and communion. But it is.
The body of Christ is not a buffet, Chris.
Yes, I know. Yes, I am quite aware. Thank you. Cradle-born Catholic here. But you know what? On Palm Sunday, traditionally, Catholics will go through the Passion of the Christ, which is right. A longer gospel reading. Today it was from Mark, and it was participatory. So we played the part of the crowd. So you got a priest, you've got a narrator, and you've got officials like Pontius Pilate and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, and everybody was playing a part. So it was a longer gospel reading. So just one of those things.
It's not a lot of fun today.
Well, it's not. It is and it isn't. I mean, because we know the ending, right? But
right.
I can imagine, I can imagine the distress that these people who were earlier followers of Christ, the earliest followers of Christ, may have been a little put off by what was going on.
Sure.
And you know, every single year I watch The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson. For the last 4 years since we've had the TV show, 5 years now, I've been trying to get him to come on, but he has politely declined every single time. All I want to do is tell him thank you. It's probably one of the greatest, most consequential films, reminding us of a Judeo-Christian ethic that I think is out there.
I haven't seen it since it came out. I saw it in the theater, sitting next to an extremely hot Dallas-Fort Worth news anchor. television news anchor.
Okay.
So I was a little distracted.
Yeah.
But no, that man, I can't watch it every year. It still disturbs me watching it from when it came out. So
yeah, my father-in-law is the same way. He can't.
Yeah.
It's just too graphic.
It's rough, man. And yeah, it's very graphic.
And you know,
too real. You know, that's why you can watch this gory stuff in mobster movies or whatever and have no effect on you. But knowing the story, of course, knowing how it comes out, and it's just a little too real.
All my life, up until The Passion of the Christ, I had read the Gospels, read it, but until you see the research that went into Passion of the Christ and how the Romans were incredibly brutal torturers. I mean, they studied torture and the limits of the human body. And that's exactly what they put Christ through. And when Mel Gibson created this, he wanted to depict not just, you know, oh, they crucified him, but showed exactly what that meant. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, Jesus was scourged. Okay. It's one thing to read it. It's quite another to see it. And that's what Passion of the Christ does. And it shows you the amount of suffering. And this is why it made such an impact on me as a believer. The sacrifice that was made, as we Christians believe, God made flesh and a sacrifice to show his depth of love for us. And it's just, that's pretty deep love right there, man. When you watch this, and it had, and Gibson said he wanted to make it as true to what had happened as he possibly could. So that's what he did.
Yep. And that's why I've seen it once.
Yeah.
But no, good for you, man. I'm not one of these, you know, we're living in Revelations types right now, but sometimes I wonder if we're not screwing it up so bad that God's going to have to do something a little drastic, you know?
Well, so, I look for signs everywhere. In fact, there is a movement online I was just made aware of by my boss over at Newsmax. Individuals talking about, you know how rare a solar eclipse is, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, we're coming up on our third in as many years. or not, see, it's since 2017, I bet this cycle, we have never had this many eclipses in this short period of time. And biblically speaking, there is a reference to hear, seeing signs from the moon and the stars. And some are observing as the United States, as the world dips more into Sodom and Gomorrah territory, that these signs, God's communicating through these signs, he forecast would come. So I don't know. I mean,
or it's math, because they know exactly when it's going to happen and exactly when it's going to happen again. So, well, I don't know.
It could be there could have been somebody.
I think it's just maybe coincidence that, and as far as Sodom and Gomorrah goes, I read about Sodom and Gomorrah, and I don't think we're anywhere close.
Yeah, I pray. So, I don't know, man. I got some stories that might make you hedge on that just a little bit, but I'll get to those stories in a minute. What's going on in your world?
Oh, not much. Finally today, the kid who hit my truck responded to the multiple messages that I've been giving him all week about that this is it. He's either got to step up and be a man, take care of his responsibilities, or I'm going to have to sue. And, you know, in small claims court. And I've never done anything like that before, so... I don't know how it goes. I don't know how much time I have to take off the work. I don't know if I'm going to have to hire a lawyer. So, but it looks like that's the way I'm going to have to go, because he's kind of denying doing the damage that he did. So.
What, he's denying hitting your car?
Well, the officer wrote down on the accident report that he hit my rear or my side view mirror. Well, he hit the side view mirror in addition to hitting the whole side of the truck hard enough where it knocked the rear end off its perches and flattened the front tire.
Wow.
And it totaled it. So, the guy messaged me back today and says, "What are you hoping to accomplish?" I'm like, "I'm hoping to accomplish you paying for my total truck."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Well, unless you or your neighbors have a doorbell cam, good luck trying to prove it."
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how it's going to go. Okay.
That's...
And so now, he did agree that maybe we should meet rather than trying to do this over Messenger. And see if we can't hammer something out. So I agreed to do that. But,
well, wait a minute. Isn't the officer going to help you out? Because he can definitely testify. Yeah, I said he hit the mirror, but man, it was no mistake. I saw his car. I saw the truck. And
I've got all my neighbors have seen me driving that truck. The mechanic that did the work on it last is, of course, well familiar with the truck. Got my family to testify that the truck was up and running, right before all this happened. So, it's not going to be hard to prove that the truck was just fine before he wiped it out. It's just, it's the pain in the ass factor of everything. Golly, man. It'd just be so nice if just people... But just do the right thing.
And what is wrong with somebody after you? You're in the wrong. You wipe out somebody's truck, and then it's like, okay, what can this guy prove? How can I get out of taking responsibility?
And then I was thinking to myself, even if he did, if that's his defense that he hit the side view mirror, he didn't even leave a note to apologize for that or offer to make that good, So. I just don't get people, man. You do something that egregious. I mean, this isn't like, letting your grocery cart bump into somebody's car. This is pretty big.
Yeah.
Totaling a truck and to not even respond to, probably, 30 messages.
I don't know why you've got to do this. Something. Your insurance company ought to be doing this for you.
Well, I asked my insurance company about this, And they said, since he didn't have insurance at the time, this is what started that. I mean, as you know, that he got insurance, got the card, and then canceled his insurance.
Right.
So it wasn't active when he hit my truck. And so I called USAA, my insurance company, and said, listen, this is what happened. I said, I really don't want my rates going sky high because it's a truck that I rarely drive. It's just for picking up junk. And I said, if I go through you guys, get it all totaled and all that, then, there's a $500 deductible, mm-hmm. first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have to sue him, which is going to be, I'm going to win on the deal, but it's going to take forever. Meanwhile, I've got a disabled truck sitting in front of my house that is sooner or later going to get ticketed for not being able to move.
Right.
And so anyway, I just said, listen, I don't want my rates to go sky high. Should I file with you guys? And they said that, what I just told you, what would happen? And it would take a long time. And yeah, because I filed the claim, my rates would probably go up. So I think I'd rather just go through, at first, I thought it would be a pretty easy fix. The kid's an oil field worker, so, and the rims that he had on his truck that hit mine were worth far more than my truck. So, I know everybody's hurting for money in this shitty economy, but, he's got money to spend on wheels. And so, I figured that it'd be a pretty easy conversation to have, and that I could work with him because he's a younger kid, and
doesn't sound like it to me, man. It sounds like he's trying to get out of it.
No, yeah. So now I guess we're gonna have to go the legal route.
Good God!
And my rates won't go up, and I'll have to sue. And I don't know. So if anybody has any
legal advice
on small claims court, how to navigate that, what's the best way, then I'd love to hear it.
Well, dude, I would, you can still keep the insurance route in the reserve, right? You could still, if this goes squirrely and you go nowhere, you could do that, right?
I guess, yeah.
I think it'd be worth it. And at the very least, say, hey, if you and I can't come to an agreement, you say to this kid,
right,
then I'm just going to unleash my insurance company. And they got a hell of a lot deeper pockets than you, dude. So if you have the time and the money to go toe-to-toe with my insurance company, it's up to you. Do it that way. Because that's exactly what you're going to do. I don't have the time. If you don't want to man up and take care of your responsibilities, I'm trying to save us both some headache here. But if you don't want, I'll just turn it over to them and let them just go after you. They've got all day. That's all they do is go after guys like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll reevaluate, after this meeting maybe he will step up. I don't know.
Well, I think that's going to it's got to be on the table, dude. You've got to at least have that on the table.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, just again, man. I mean, I've been young. I've been stupid. I've been poor. But
it doesn't make you an a-hole. I mean,
seriously. I couldn't sleep with myself. I couldn't handle the guilt.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So I guess that's what I'm most confused about is how people can just not even think about it, not worry about it, staying up at night.
That pivots right back to the whole Sodom and Gomorrah discussion you and I were just having. You don't think we're that far? No, I think we are that far down the road where there is no emphasis on doing the right thing. And that is a major tenet. There are a lot of bad people out there, and they're not afraid to put the screws to you even when they screw up.
Right. Well, I'm not going to say that one 30-year-old kid who hit my truck is going to bring down the wrath of God.
But, well, how about...
I see where you're going.
Yeah, how about this?
You were an entrepreneur before you knew what an entrepreneur was. The boss of every stuffed animal in the toy box. The kid who had strategy and passion from day one. You ran a lemonade stand that actually turned a profit. Every day, Origin helps people like you who've always had the vision to see the full potential of any idea and make it happen. Connecting people to their dreams is our passion. Every great relationship has an origin story. Start yours today.
Member FDIC.
FDA. FDA launched, and you and I were on the air together when this was all going down. Food and Drug Administration launched against hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, remember? And to the point to where the FDA actually issued a release on ivermectin saying, hey, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, right. Y'all, stop it. The FDA did that, totally besmirching ivermectin. Well, they've finally been forced, this is in an article in Newsweek, they've finally been forced to settle over a lawsuit where they said, yeah, we're going to take down those social media posts. We maligned ivermectin. And they're reversing course. But what kind of a-holes would do that to an award-winning medication just to pad the pockets of their friends in Big Pharma?
Well, that's exactly why they did it, because they're all profiting from it too. So
right, and that is wrong. You know, that is a sign of people with no moral conviction or no moral core. The FDA has agreed to delete and never republish several social media posts suggesting that ivermectin, a drug that some doctors use to treat the China virus, is for animals and not for humans, which, of course, is factually inaccurate. While the FDA still does not approve using ivermectin to treat the China virus, it settled Thursday a lawsuit brought by three doctors who sued it, as well as the Department of Health and Human Services and its secretary, Javier Becerra, who has no medical experience, by the way, and FDA Secretary Robert Califf. All parties have settled. Boom.
Yeah. I guess the key word out of that whole thing is just the morals. And I don't know. It's just disappointing that it seems like we have so many that don't have the morals. The people in Congress, it's obviously all about power and money. Mm-hmm. And so they're willing to do away with their morals there. And kids who hit trucks and don't stand up or whatever the case may be. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the most moral person in the world, but I sure do try hard.
Yeah, and you don't like to stick it to your fellow man.
No.
No, neither do I.
No. So, I don't know, man.
I have you know me long enough to know this, that injustice is one of the things that just gets under my skin, even though you would be, in most cases, like, man, why are you stressing about this? And I would say, because it's an injustice, because it shouldn't be happening. Because, like what's happening to you, you know? It shouldn't be happening. Right. And so it pisses me off. And the more that we're willing to just say, oh, well, that's just the way it is, the more this crap happens, you know? That's my whole point. Let me give you.
I had a discussion this week with one of my talk show hosts and about Donald Trump, and I just, like, God, I can't believe how they're going after this man. You know, it's just so wrong, and it just seems like there should be some way to stop it, but apparently there's not, and. He told me, and I completely agree, he said, what's even worse than them going after Donald Trump the way they are is that over half the country's okay with it.
Right. Right.
And that is so sad and scary, you know, all at the same time. Just,
there, man, are Republicans.
People don't care what's happening.
There are Republicans who are like, oh, well, as long as it's not me, never realizing for a second, you're next. And well, not me, says this Republican, because I'm going to cave in to Democrats. So they're never coming after me. I'm just going to give them whatever the hell they want and sacrifice my voters in the process. I mean, it just happened with this, again, $1.2 trillion more of overspending on left-wing BS. It's disgusting. It's filthy. Like, it's an injustice. Exactly what I was talking about, man. And they go after Trump. They do all this kind of stuff. Because in their mind, the end justifies the means. We don't like Trump. Okay, so just go ahead and forget every norm, every law, every evidentiary standard we have and just go after him because you need to take him out. Because half of America has bought the con. So go ahead. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. It really does.
Let me give you a headline. This is from, not so much a headline, this is an announcement from Merrick Garland. The launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. Oh, dear. Will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. So this is a bureaucracy being set up. You want to take away somebody's firearms? You just go ahead and report it. They go in. No due process. Take people's firearms. Right?
Well, in that case, I'm going to identify as an illegal alien because they get to keep their firearms.
Right? Right?
As the Chicago judge told us this week. So
exactly. That's right. As they're working like hell to take away firearms from American citizens, they are saying that illegal aliens can now, foreign nationals, can now be armed in our streets.
That the Second Amendment applies to them as well.
Sure it does. So. Yeah, sure it does. How about this? Biden's intel community circulates diversity, inclusion, equity newsletter highlighting cross-dressing inclusive language. Because, of course, when you're in the intelligence community, what you're worried about is men being able to put on their high heels and pearls and the ability for women in the intelligence community to be able to dress in jeans and flannel, I guess. I have no idea how this benefits our safety and security. You?
I have made a turn. I am glad to see this stuff.
Really?
I want more of it. Yes.
Okay.
Because it will eventually become so ridiculous that we're forced to go back the other way.
Eventually?
Yeah.
Now, I say we're there. It's not eventually.
Oh, I do too.
It's now.
You start to see signs that were there. You know, obviously, big governments could be the last one to go, but there are many companies that have, you know, done away with their. I mean, hell, the state of Texas did away with all their DEI training, and now colleges can't have that kind of stuff going on. And
well, they're breaking the law. I just did an interview with the guys at the Dallas Express. They said, yeah, they've got evidence that. The eight major colleges in Texas, they're all violating the law. Why? Because guess what? The Texas legislature passed the law and gave no punishment for violating it. Huh?
Of course.
Yeah. They do that a lot, you know. Oh, we're going to outlaw the DIE program. We're going to outlaw CRT. What happens to people if they violate the law? Nothing. Oh, well, that's worth its weight in gold right there, right? Which is nothing. Good grief. Okay.
Yeah. So I think you're going to, I think we're starting to see the pendulum maybe at least stop and hopefully start to swing back the other way. But yeah, it's just gotten so stupid and ridiculous that I think, most of your average Americans who aren't paying attention are finally having to wake up and go, geez, this is just ridiculous.
It is. By the way, trans-identifying male in women's prison. Speaking of ridiculous, this is the guy at trial who says, I feel pretty. Oh, well, we have to send you to a female's prison, a medium security prison where we send females. And according to the New York Post and several reports, this male was caught having sex with a female inside the damn prison. Now, a couple of things. First off, all you have to do is say, I feel pretty today, and you're going to medium security. And then you get to be housed with a whole bunch of chicks. And then you get to have relations. I don't think punishment means what Democrats think it means.
Yeah. Kind of leaves a whole new meaning to 30 days in the hole then.
Hey-o. Yeah. But the how long you been sitting on that one? Here we a part of the ridiculousness of all this.
Embrace it, dude. Let it happen. It'll just speed up the process. So,
last one from Manhattan. School district there calls for a review of policy allowing trans-identified athletes into girls' sports. Officials in Manhattan's largest school district, Community Education Council District 2, sparked outrage among the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist crowd on Wednesday when they said, when they overwhelmingly passed a resolution saying, hey, it's not a good idea to allow men to compete in women's sports. For obvious, I mean,
see, there you go. See, the pendulum swinging back.
Right. But again, the idea that, and you know what's happened. I mean, I don't know if you saw that volleyball incident. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This dude goes up and spikes this volleyball, smacks this girl smack in the face. Boom. She has cognitive issues to this day after getting that ball to the face because it was a dude spiking it. So, yeah. I mean, man, the level the left wing will go to, the so-called party of women, just to keep us all divided, just to keep us all at each other's throats, and they don't care who the hell they sacrifice, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw some meme the other day about, you know, woman of the year is a man.
Yep.
Miss USA, Miss Universe? I think it's a German trans person.
Really?
I may be wrong, but anyway, there's some German trans that won something. But yeah, this meme went down a list of like 9 things that, you know, are women's awards or achievements or acknowledgments, and they're all held by men.
Dudes. All held by dudes.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Biden went out there and said, you know, there's not a thing that a man can do that a woman can't do. I said, yeah, how about father a child? When was the last time you saw a woman do that? When was the last time you saw a female, an actual biological female, knock up another female? When was the last time that happened?
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they say this crap, and they sit there, and these idiots in these audiences applaud. Oh, that's so profound. Yes, that's freaking true. What the hell's the matter with you people? Nobody thinks anymore. Sean, they don't think.
No, and you know, I don't blame them a lot of times because, dude, we're busy with life. Life has gotten harder with this economy. You're having to do more. You're having to do more with less, and you know, just amps up the concern and worry that you have in your everyday life. You know, and.
Well, I get that, but how does that?
Gas is $3.39 a gallon.
I know, but how does that excuse you from being a thinking human being?
Well, it's not. It's what you're thinking about.
Oh,
I mean, Chris. I mean, we've had this discussion a million times, and I'm just as guilty as you that we are news junkies, and we are in the vast minority. I mean, I bet we're in a 1% minority of guys who pay attention to the news and current events going on that the rest of the world does. They just don't have time, and they don't, you know, why should I care about some trans policy in Chicago or New York or wherever?
Well, because
do I have to waste brain power on that?
Because before you know it, it's impacting your daughter.
I know that. I know that. You know that. But, you know, to the average working dude, does he need to have brain space for that?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Be a thinking. Try to think beyond step one and two. And, you know, this idea of like, well, the Democrats say the best woman for the job is a man. What could go wrong?
Right.
Dude, think about it. What could go wrong? And then when you start thinking about it, going, holy crap, this is going to be less opportunity for my daughter, the daughters of America.
I think people who do think about that realize that. It's just that if that story's not in front of them, I don't really blame them that much, and I'm not gonna call them out for not seeing a news story that you and I have seen on, you know, 15 different formats. So.
Well, dude, I think we get the government we deserve. And the reason why we have a government like this is because people say, "Oh, I'm just too busy to care." Well, guess what? Yeah. Don't be surprised when you're not caring comes back and bites you in the ass, because that's exactly what we're seeing. It's exactly.
I totally agree with you on that.
Okay.
You are correct.
And then, you know, you and I have debated over the years about the virtue of paying attention to what the news media is doing, right? Uh-huh. And right. because, and this is my thought, the minute you stop paying attention to fairness in journalism, then all of a sudden they start pushing out crap that their opinion is news, when really it's just their opinion. Ronna McDaniel, that name I know you know, the former RNC chairwoman, she just mm-hmm. got a gig over yeah. where NBC
she
air
sure
quotes
did.
News, right? So I had no idea this was going on. I start looking online and a bunch of these left-wing nuts on X start going, I am not going to watch MSNBC anymore. I'm boycotting. I'm like, what? What do they do? They hire somebody that loves America? Is that why you're tuning out? And I didn't put two and two together until I saw one post that said, I can't believe they hired Ronna McDaniel.
Right.
And so these people are so butthurt that they, and by the way, Ronna McDaniel is every bit the lefty they are. She completely ruined.
Oh, yeah. And that's
ruined.
Why I'm not shocked at all that she got the job there. And it just tells me exactly who she's been this whole time she's been running the RNC.
I know. So. And but again, it gets even worse. Chuck, what did Rush call him? Chuck U. Todd, right? Chuck yeah. U. Todd shows up and he is apologizing to Welker and bashing his own network on the air saying, I'm so sorry you had to, we had to have Ronna McDaniel paid for by this network to come on and right. say this stuff. It's like these people are so disconnected from reality. They actually believe that Ronna McDaniel, who probably served to basically take out the Republican Party out of contention in 2024 or maybe forever. She was one of the biggest agents to do so. They are so blinded by ideological hatred. They don't even know it, that they owe mm-hmm. her, right? And by the way, to Ronna McDaniel, she's the one who teed up all these Never Trump networks to make sure that we never talked about conservative issues, including right. NBC. And gee, look what it led to. A paid contract.
Yeah, a paid gig, yeah. I mean, yeah, she had an R by her name, but it stood for Rhino. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah, it just, yeah, it didn't shock me at all when I saw that she got that gig.
And, or rectum.
I don't think we're, when Larry Trump is, resigns from the RNC, that she'll be getting on MSNBC.
Yeah, you know, rectum, I didn't even know him. Sorry.
Lord, you're a child.
Isn't that what the R stood for next to her name?
Raise the bar, Chris. Raise
well,
the bar.
Well, this comes from the man who every single time in automotive terms you talk about blowing a seal, this man descends into a giggling piece of jello.
Yes. All right.
All right, my man. Well, what
all right, that's all I got.
Yeah, what a way to start Holy Week, huh?
What else? What other big headline? Oh, Russia terrorist attack. That's pretty
was
wild.
It? Was it?
What are you thinking?
Well, if it's Ukraine, it's an act of war.
Yeah, but I mean, ISIS is. Claimed this, and then
yeah,
I was reading this,
sure.
I was reading this morning that our intelligence service put out a warning March 7th to all U.S. citizens in Russia: don't go to large events. There's a terrorist attack being planned.
That's true.
And then
wait a minute! Don't
our intelligence following this up.
Don't skip that, dude.
What?
Victoria Nuland shows up. She goes and visits Ukraine before she resigns. She says, hey, the worst is yet to come for Russia. And she resigns. And then the State Department puts out, hey, there's going to be a warning. There's going to be a terrorist attack. There are warning signs of a terrorist attack at a musical venue. And then it happens with a level of sophistication that I asked some people behind the scenes who know about these things. I said, are our fingerprints on this? And some said they can't rule it out. They can't rule it out. The level of sophistication that it took to pull off getting weapons to these guys in the middle. It's not like they went to a border region. They went to Moscow, dude. This country's at war. They go to the nation's capital and they pull off a terrorist attack in the middle of the nation's capital. How easy is that for ISIS to pull off?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I know they've got 11 of them in custody. And so I don't know, Clark.
They asked who paid you. We really don't know. It went through a fake account and another account here. And I wonder who had the level of sophistication to route payments like that.
The other headline I saw, sad for the Princess of Wales.
Yes.
That doesn't seem like a good job to hold.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm just saying, maybe I want to not. Anyway, that's really sad with three little kids. And
yeah, Kate Middleton, for those of you who don't know, she was diagnosed she's taking radiation because she had stomach surgery, abdomen surgery, and they found cancerous cells. So they are doing some preventative stuff right now, they say. Now, this was all brought on by the palace, Kensington Palace. That's who it is, right? It's not Buckingham. It's the other palace inside of the royal circle, putting out all kinds of crazy, crazy stuff to pretend everything was okay.
Yeah.
And they got caught over and over and over again. They even used body doubles. They used body doubles.
Yeah.
And got caught.
So, I don't know. It sounds like it's worse than, some skin cancer or something. So
I feel bad. I feel badly for her. And as you said, the kids, but,
just to have the whole world watching you all the time. I don't get it. I don't understand the royal fascination, but a lot of people around the world do, and they love it. So, it's got to be a lot of pressure to be in that position. And then, with three little kids and horrifying.
Well, you know what? I think maybe that's an appropriate way to get Holy Week off to a great start. Send your thoughts and prayers for Kate Middleton, her speedy recovery. She is as beloved as Diana was, and internationally speaking. So I think we can send some well wishes, definitely, and some prayers to her. Buddy, I hope you have a blessed Holy Week, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Peace.
And I hope that gets your Holy Week off to a great start. That's going to put a wrap on this show behind the show and Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's where you keep in touch with everything happening here in Texas, how it impacts you and the states beyond. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Find the shows on AM700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. And that's simulcast on Rumble, Getter, and Newsmax 2. Then we do nothing but television in the afternoon on Newsmax 1, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.